Hello and welcome. You're watching a big focus on the escalating story, the unprecedented border clash between Mizoram and Assam in the northeast, in which at least five Assam police personnel were killed reportedly after they were fired upon by their counterparts in the Mizoram police. Joined by Mr. C. Lalsoranga, he's a member of parliament for the Mizo National Front, that's the ruling party in Mizoram. Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Lalsoranga, for joining me. Now, I heard that you said that this was a pure act of aggression by the Assam police, but the Assam government, the chief minister, has come out very clearly saying that this was entirely provoked by the Mizoram side.
No.
You deny this? You're saying that it wasn't started by the Mizoram side? How did it start then, according to you?
Absolutely not. Because yesterday, the act of aggression was started by the Assam police only. They went to the Mizoram border. In fact, they went past the CRPF duty post there. This was manned by the CRPF. And they overran it, and then they went to the border, they went to the outskirts of the village, the auto stand. They went up to that, and this is a part of Mizoram only, and it is the Assam police only which went with a huge contingent of around 200 policemen with senior officers. And they had every intention of provoking a fight out there.
But sir, if it was the Assam police's fault, then explain to us how it was the Assam police that have lost five people in the firing.
Yeah, because the Assam police lobbed hand grenades and they shot tear gas canisters and then they even fired. They fired first. So naturally, it provoked the Mizoram police over there.
That's not actually what the Assam government is saying. The Assam government is saying that first their delegation that went was surrounded and attacked by a mob of miscreants on the Mizoram side. Let me just finish, sir, and then you can respond. After that, they said that when there was another round of talks going on, the Mizoram police horrifically opened fire on Assam officials and civilians from two dominating high features with automatic weapons and LMGs, light machine guns.
No, the Assam police contingent, they went to the border, they went inside the Mizoram border, they even went past the CRPF duty post. I don't know how the CRPF duty there didn't stop them because they were supposed to control the situation out there.
Yeah.
Even then, they went past that and they went up to that auto rickshaw stand and there they started to provoke the villagers, and that is why the villagers came from the village and they were unarmed villagers.
Yes.
And they didn't come there to fight. But in spite of that, it seems the Assam police, they lobbed hand grenades and canisters.
So you're saying that the fact that the Mizoram police fired on their Assam counterparts, killing five, you're saying that was done out of self-defense?
Yes. To protect the border of Mizoram.
But no Mizoram police force were killed or injured. I mean, thank God, but how does that explain?
No, there were injuries.
Okay, you claim there have been injuries, but tell me, overall, Mr. Lalsoranga, this is unprecedented. We've never seen.
Oh yes, it is.
We've never seen police force of two Indian states firing at each other in one instance. At least five have been killed of one state. I mean, isn't this condemnable? I mean, you almost seem to be saying it was justified.
No, the act of aggression by the Assam police was condemnable, And this incident could have been avoided. The killings should not and ought not to have taken place at all.
Right.
But when they fired first, when the Assam police fired first,
okay,
in self-defense, the Mizoram police had to fire back.
Okay, you're still saying they fired first, but overall, what I think is surprising a lot of people also, Mr. Lal Suranga, is that your government in Mizoram, as well as, of course, the Assam government, all part of the NDA umbrella in the Northeast. And yet you've had this complete breakdown.
Very true. Yes.
Isn't this also a political failure of both the chief ministers, both the leaders, including Mr. Zoram Thanga?
I think it's the failure of the new chief minister of Assam, because these things have started happening after he took over as chief minister. There were both the clashes before, but not to this extent.
You're saying this is a failure of the new chief minister of Assam. You're completely absolving Mr. Zoram Thanga. But last question to you.
Yes.
What about the Home Minister? I mean, has he, to your information, has he intervened? Is there an attempt to now de-escalate? Because the rhetoric is very sharp on both sides, even now.
You mean the Union Home Minister?
Yes, yes.
Yes, he did intervene, it seems. I also tweeted and asked for his immediate intervention.
Okay.
And after some time, he did intervene. And because of his intervention, both the forces, it seems they withdrew.
Okay, well, let's hope that some sanity prevails and we see a restoration of peace. Because it is, as I think many have pointed out, a very complex and long-running border dispute. Never has been this bad, though. But thank you very much indeed, Mr. Lal Suranga, for talking to us. Thanks very much.